The annual Philly Pride Parade and Festival take place Sunday in celebration of the city's gay, lesbians, bisexual, and transgender communities. Some 25,000 attendees are expected. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports some disagreement has been brewing within the ranks of the parade.
This year, organizers invited a newly formed club of gay and lesbian police officers to participate in the Pride Parade as grand marshals. The group is called Gay Officers Action League, or GOAL, but an online petition went up denouncing GOAL's inclusion, saying police officers, gay or not, represent an institution that, quote, continues to carry out racist and transphobic violence, and that parade organizers have a, quote, disturbing lack of awareness. It attracted a few hundred signatures. That is palpably ridiculous, says senior advisor for Philly Pride, Chuck Voltz.
Oh, there was definitely argument being made that Philly Pride was somehow insensitive to the trans community. And Philly Pride, of any pride organization in the United States, has been the most open proponent of our trans community.
In the end, the gay police officers decided to cool the growing hostility by declining the invitation. This year, two mummers groups will join the Pride Parade, the Trilby String Band and the Murray Comics, without opposition. During last year's New Year's Day parade, some mummers carried signs insulting transgendered people and reportedly assaulted a gay man. The comic club will march but will not be in costume. Rich Porco, president of the comic division, says the decision to join the Pride Parade was done at the last minute.
We never thought we had to, like, show our support or anything like that because we never disallowed anybody from being in the Mummers Parade. And now we want to show that we do support their efforts.
Porco says gays and lesbians have been openly participating in the Mummers Parade for years. However, the date of the Pride Parade, Sunday, conflicts with the annual Mummers Weekend in Wildwood, New Jersey. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.